Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we're also in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated, and we love being part of that as well. But today we have a fantastic guest. We met him down at the Gridiron Showcase, one of the collection of the finer seniors you're going to find available for this 2021 NFL Draft class, and it's none other than the Saginaw Valley State Cardinals standout running back, Nate McCrary. Nate, welcome to the program. You really did yourself some good a couple weeks ago in Fort Worth, but how's this afternoon treating you?
Pretty good. I had a massage scheduled at 10 a.m. this morning, so I'm feeling pretty good today, actually. Thank you.
Excellent. Now I'm in Northeast Ohio. You're not far from us. You said you're in Detroit. Were you part of that big snowstorm? Did you guys get buried up there?
Oh yeah. We got buried. Actually, it snowed last night, so the roads were pretty terrible this morning. I actually drove past three car accidents, so it's pretty bad over here. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So we both kind of, I'm sure, even though there was a couple chilly days down in Fort Worth, it was nice to get away from the snow and we're accustomed to. So, you know, there's so much to talk about with you. I mean, you know, 2018, you're there at Saginaw, and then 2019, you just blow up. I mean, you double your production, you're a 1,000-yard rusher, you really put your name out there on the NFL radar. Then COVID happens. What was it like just adjusting mentally, you know, knowing that you had such high expectations, and then COVID kind of, you know, threw everything into a loop?
It was disappointing, I'll say that, because I knew I had a breakout year, but my plan was to exceed that the next season. And, you know, of course, COVID hit, but, you know, I still had the same positive mindset to continue to grind it out, you know, daily 24/7. And, you know, even with the team, you know, we were, you know, trying to be, you know, on the same page and just kind of do Zoom workouts together. And, you know, when we found out that when I found out that the season wasn't going to happen, I was disappointed, but like I said, I still had the same mindset to continue to work hard with the team and, you know, just to still give, you know, every day my all.
Definitely. And yeah, that's sure. You know, the guys that we've had on the show, a few of them that have been on that their season was canceled, they kind of share the same mindset as you is, you know what, we're still here, the grind, we're, you know, and you never know, they could have sent the green light until you know it's over, you had to give it your all and prepare. And, you know, and for you, I mean, you're down there. I mean, you're a big running back, and you're legit 6'2", 220. I mean, you know, we saw you at the weigh-in. You're a big cut-up kid. I mean, you're a hell of a – I wouldn't want to tackle you. I'm sure DBs cringe at the idea of trying to bring you down. You know, the one thing I'm looking at your numbers, like your breakout season 2019, you go over 1,000 yards, and you could have had more in the game, but just looking at your numbers, you had a long – and this is per game. You had a long run of 44, 83, 47, 90, and 39. I mean, talk about that breakaway ability, and when those players are called, I mean, kind of what gets you to that next level and kind of just get you off to the races and into the end zone?
I was always told by a guy on my team, named Tommy Scott, he would always tell me, you know what, when you're in that backfield, just think every play you're going to score. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're backed up, it doesn't matter if, you know, we had a penalty, you know, we're back 5 yards, 15 yards. It doesn't matter the play to the boundary, to the open field. It doesn't matter. Think of every play like you're going to score. And so that was just kind of my mentality. Every play I wanted to score. I just had that mentality that, you know, I'm going to drive down. I'm going to be physical every play and I'm going to score. It's going to be positive yards every run. And so, each game that just kind of progressed, I was able to make adjustments, and I don't know, that just led to more success every game.
Definitely. Well, that's why we're here. That's why we're talking. I mean, you're one of these backs. You're on the NFL radar. And once again, Nate McCrary, standout from Saginaw Valley State, here on the C2P in conjunction with the NFL Draft Bible on Sports Illustrated. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes, Apple Music, and Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, some of the listeners might be going, well, who is Nate McCrary? And we actually had him on during the draft season. We had Philip Lindsay on. So I'm going to name James Robinson last year. You know, he was the breakout small school kid. Austin Eckler, Philip Lindsay. I mean, you could be that next breakout guy that you're really, you know, we don't, you know, in terms of household name, maybe not, but in terms of will they know you later on? We hope so. What's it like being that guy kind of, you know, in the dark, I guess, you know, the guy that's trying to make him the name for yourself and kind of carve out a niche where these teams are going to know you?
I won't say it's good, but it certainly gives me something to really drive for every day. Just to be that guy that people don't expect you to be. So it's really a drive just to be the underdog, because I know I have a lot to show, and I know that when that time comes and the opportunity comes, you know, it'll be presented. So, you know, just coming in being that underdog really, it really just drives me every day. So
definitely good. And that's what it is. And you kind of get that chip, and you have to, like you said, small school kid. You know, I'm Jork Bell, another Michigan guy. You know, we had him on when he came out of Wayne State. Orlando, I mean, you know, small school guy, you know, undrafted, bounced around practice squads, and becomes a 1,000-yard rusher. I mean, it takes some time. For you, you're down at the Gridiron Showcase. You got the, you know, what it was like. You're down there. The lobby's full. You get to go in the conference room. Scouts are there, 2 to 11 p.m. You guys are in there mingling, getting to know you. What it was like to finally have these scouts, you know, shake their hand, maybe not with COVID, but nonetheless, you know, let them look you in the eyes and let them know you as a man.
Honestly, it was a dream come true. I mean, nothing is set in stone. You know, yeah, I talked to NFL scouts, and, you know, that doesn't, you know, mean that I'll get picked up, but still, it was just an honor. Just to even be able to talk to NFL scout face to face, you know, those are the moments that you really dream of, you know, when you're a little kid. So it was an awesome season.
Now, sometimes you hear those horror stories. Maybe not something negative, but did you have a moment talking to any team where they might have said something where you kind of like, wow, how did you know about that? Or maybe they took you back by just something they knew that you might not have thought they would have ever known.
No, but there was a question that did throw me off guard, and they were like, and they said, well, Nate, what negative aspects do you think you would bring to an NFL team? And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head, well, and I told the guy, honestly, I don't even know how to answer that question. He goes, I was expecting that answer, because we always talk about, well, what can you bring? What can you do? What positives? We never talk about the negatives. And I was like, okay, yeah, you got me. You know, I was not prepared for this question. I don't think, you know, Google or anything would have prepared me at all either. So
maybe that's a new question we'll bring on to our show. And then you know, like, man, I hated that guy. You know, and this is your show. We want the audience. We know scouts, personnel do listen in. They like, you know, finding a little bit more about you. But in your own words, Nate, what do you think they're going to love about you? When they pop on that game tape and they see you do your thing with Saginaw Valley State, what do you think they're going to love when they see you running the football?
To be honest, I'm not one who likes to brag about myself. But I think what they'll see is I'm a physical running back who is 50. I've got breakaway speed. I can make a defender miss if I need to. And I'm just a guy who attacks every play like it's his all. I'm a guy who believes in giving 120% every down. And I think that's what they'll see.
Excellent. And then again, we asked this question. This is your show. We want these guys to know you. I mean, what are some of the things that might not show up on tape that they need to know about? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie. Maybe the system you guys ran with the Cardinals didn't allow you to pass block more, catch more footballs? I mean, what do these guys need to know that they might not see on tape that helped you get on that 53-man roster?
They won't see my ability to catch the ball at the backfield. I maybe had one or two plays in my entire film of me catching the ball off the backfield, and that's one thing that I would love to improve and also incorporate in my game. And so I'm almost 100% sure that's what they'll see.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Once again, Nate McCrary, Saginaw Valley State standout here on the C2P in conjunction with the NFL Illustrated. Very excited to get this young man on and share him with our draft audience. Now, I'm curious. So, I believe you're a Michigan kid, but growing up, if you were playing in the backyard or Pop Warner, I mean, who was that kid that you pretended you were? Who was that kid you wanted to be when you had the football in your hand?
I wanted to be Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson, that's all.
Fair enough.
To be. I just remember in elementary school and just sixth grade, my friends and I, we would watch Adrian Peterson highlights. You seen like all day, we'd watch Adrian Peterson highlights. We would, we would be doing ab workouts and motivating each other. Little kid stuff.
Yeah, man, that's part of growing up. I mean, that's the stuff you and your buddies will talk about till you're way old and gray, man. You'll be talking about the times when you guys were doing Adrian Peterson stuff, and we all did it. I mean, back in the day, me and my buddy would run around, and he was John Elway, and he would run around scrambling. There, granted, there was only two of us, and he was being chased by no one except our imagination, and I was Vance Johnson running down the sidelines catching touchdown passes. So, again, hey, it's just what you do. So. But hey, man, before we let you go, and really I'm excited to get you on, but we call it three and out, a few off the wall, lighthearted questions before you go. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Fair enough. Here we go. Now take us inside that Saginaw Valley State locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
The most bizarre nickname? The most bizarre nickname. That is tough. I don't.
Did you have a nickname?
I did have a nickname, but mine wasn't the most bizarre. That's tough. I'll say we do have a guy. We do have a guy on the team who we consider is kind of crazy. He has some crazy energy. He's that one guy who before the game, he'll headbutt you without a helmet on, and he'll just scream in your face.
Oh.
And it's Kyle Schrider, but we call him Schrider. So I would say he's probably that crazy guy we had on the team.
Excellent. Now, I don't know between the transition from Coach Collins to Coach Brady with COVID and everything going on, but did anyone on the team do a great impersonation of either one of those coaches, and would they do it in front of them?
Yes. Yes. So during camp of 2019, we would have meetings. We have summer meetings, and of course, if you're late or you got in some type of trouble, you either had to dance or make a joke. And we had one guy who impersonated my coach. My coach, he likes to emphasize things a lot. And the way he says things, it's annoying, but it's also funny. And this guy, he sort of had like some impersonation of our coach, reminding the players to be in bed early and to drink enough water. And then my coach likes to do some shoulder shimmy. I don't know. And the player was impersonating him, so we all laughed at it. It was funny. It was a great time.
Excellent. Fair enough. And then the final one, the draft will be here shortly. I'm sure that'll be a weekend where you're in front of the television with family and friends waiting to hear your name called or finding out where you're going after the draft nonetheless, but it's an exciting day. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
The best cook. Are we talking immediate family or – can we have grandmas in there, aunts?
Oh yeah, anyone, the person that you say, hey, you could call them up, they love you. You could be, the nephew, the grandson.
Um, mm, I would have to say my grandma, honestly. I'm going to have to go with my grandma on this one.
I'm sure you made her day. What are you going to have her make?
I'll have her make some mashed potatoes, some steak, some green beans, and some sweet potatoes.
Fair enough, man. Excellent stuff. Nate, you're a pleasure to have on the show, and we appreciate it. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and best of luck. We can't wait to follow you as you make your path towards this 2021 draft.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on here, too.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nate McCrary, Saginaw Valley State standout. And again, this kid is a big kid, fiery kid, runs with a lot of power. And again, you know, you look at those breakaway numbers. I mean, you don't get those distances without having the speed. And nonetheless, he was able to show that. And exactly, I mean, that's why we found his ground, our showcase. Great opportunity for these scouts to know him, look at him eye in the eye, and find out what he brings to the table. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.